T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Some call him the Prince of Poonanny, the Baron of Butt Plugs, the Duke of Dongs. His mission to bring pleasure to the men and women of Kansas City.
He stands astride the Odyssey Multiplex,
waving high the big black dildo of destiny,
as he brings you a game that we like to call The Adult Toy Price is Right!
That's right, it's time to play a little game we like to call The Adult Toy Price is Right! Here's how it works. We choose 3 callers from the listening audience.
Then we describe the item that's up for bid.
The listeners place their bids.
The listener who gets the closest to the actual manufacturer's suggested retail price without going over wins the prize!
And now, here's your host, the undisputed king of the Vibration Nation, Johnny Dare!
Right. Danielle and Jenny, see Eddie and Ginger and Chris. Did I lose a dude? What are you doing in there? Tom's there. All right. Chris, welcome to the show. What's your story?
My name's Chris. I'm 43. I'm single. And all I have is an old sleeve I've had for about 3 years.
Are you familiar with what a sleeve is, Holly? It's a masturbatory item for men, where they put their penis inside it. It's you know, Chris, we're degenerates. We're awful. We're terrible things. Women are wonderful.
Yes, we are.
I gross myself out.
No, you don't.
There's two different kinds. There's men and women, right? Uh-huh. If your husband were to walk in and you were pleasuring yourself, he'd be like, no, just let me watch, keep going, it's great. If you were to walk in and he was doing that, it would be the most disgusting thing you'd seen maybe in your entire life. Like angry little monkeys. Right or wrong?
Absolutely right.
What? Thank you for answering, Chris.
Listen, would you like to walk in and your husband doing that?
No,
you wouldn't. Nobody wants to. No girl in the world wants to see us do that.
Right.
It's terrible, but every guy wants to watch a girl do it.
Right.
That's the difference. All right. So,
back
Chris,
to the game.
You're going to play. I didn't know that you, I didn't even think you could be embarrassed. I feel like there's a story somewhere in there.
No,
have you ever walked
into
a guy doing that?
No, back to the game.
Well, you're here for 3 days, so you got every chance in the world.
Thanks for reminding me.
Chris, you stay there. I got to get Eddie on. Eddie, welcome to the show.
Hi, Eddie. I'm 36. I've got a sleeve that I've had for a couple years and looking to get something new.
Mm-hmm. All right. Eddie's also another one of the degenerates.
Oh, thank goodness it's not my dad, Eddie.
So stay right there. And Tom, welcome to the show. Tom, what's your story?
Hey there. Good morning, Johnny. I'm Robert. I'm 31. Oh, Tom. I've got a sleeve, a C-ring, and this big, big rubber booty.
Did you win the rubber?
Big as a pillow.
Did you get it from us?
I did get it from you. It was a 20-pound feeling.
I remember that one. It's a silicone butt.
Yes.
Yeah, no. Tell me, because those things were expensive, man. Huh?
Yeah, I had to pick it up in the work truck, and the boss needed a ride to the parts store.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that was.
How is it, by the way? Is that the one we signed?
It was the one that was signed.
Yeah. Did you use it even though we signed it?
Well, I gave it a whirl.
We're so gross.
It's a little bit awkward. A sleeve not as awkward as a pillow. I'm a pretty skinny fella.
Yeah, I got you. All right. Well, listen, you're going to play again, and since you're clearly a master, you already know how this works. But Eddie, Chris, the closest to the actual manufacturer suggested retail price, without going over, will receive the item up for bid. Now, fellas, listen up.
For the fellas, our item up for bid today is the Little Virgin Lubricated Stroker from Hot Products. Little Virgin, hey, this thing isn't creepy at all. And by that, I mean it's creepy AF, as the kids would say.
Holy Jesus. What the fuck is that?
Let me tell you. When you're ready for action anytime, anywhere, the Little Virgin Torso Masturbator is ready to take you on. That's right. It's a little torso. No legs, no arms, no head. But it's got little boobs and a weird front butt. And then there's this. Quoting from the box here. The inner cherry lubricant adds even more to the pleasure the first time you use it. That's right, guys. See, it's a virgin. You're popping its cherry and, wait for it, it bleeds on you.
What?
Blood.
What does he have?
Blood.
I'm covered in Jesus' blood.
Blood. I'm ready.
You can't wait, Twitty.
And as I put my arms around you, I can tell you've never been this far before.
Sing along, everybody.
Bum, bum, bum.
But hey, guess what? If that's a bit too much for you, you can always go another direction with the blood / lubricant.
Real don't care about no period. I'm trying to tell you whole point blank period. Put the towel down, it ain't that serious.
But don't use one of the nice towels, that'll make mom mad.
Real don't care about no period.
They really don't.
It's the Little Virgin Torso Lubricated Stroker from Hot Products, and it can be yours, fellas, if the price is right.
Want to see it?
Thought you'd never ask.
Yeah, right? I know.
Speechless over here.
Yeah, no, here's what it looks like. If you found this in your husband's briefcase, would you have some questions? You're like, and I think I'd start with, why no head? Why no head? I guess it's not an important part. But
apparently.
Yes, yeah, look. But I would, there's part of me that I'm like, really? It's filled with something? But I'm not, I know, I shan't do it. I cannot test that theory. It's going to stay in the bag.
Good.
All right, let's see what this one would go for.
Keep it clean.
What would you bid for, Chris?
I'll bid $44.44.
All right. What would you say, Eddie?
I think I'd bid $47.95.
You guys are close. All right. And you're a master at this, Tom. Let's see if it pays off. What do you got?
$48.
How much?
$48.
48? I see what you did. The actual manufacturer suggested retail price.
$37.99.
You all overbid, but Chris was the closest. Oh, Chris, this is all yours now.
Oh, I need it.
I'm really curious about, I got to know once you get this, if it really has a filling. It's just so gross. Look at the picture on the front of this box. Do you see the? Look at the picture at the front of the box. Do you see what I see, what I'm showing you there?
Ooh.
The little in the circle?
Yes.
That's awful. That's awful. We're gross. Nobody wants that. All right, listen. Chris does. You stay right there, Chris. All right, we'll get Eddie and Tom taken care of. Stay there. Thoughts? Questions? Concerns? She's still reading it. Questions?
What is this word?
Oh, it's phthalate free. For those who are, you know, I don't feel like if you're plunging your wiener into an object that supposedly
that you care about
that has a hymen, that you're like, oh my God, I can't believe.
You're like, wait, hold on.
Phthalate? Throw it away. Yeah. Yeah. I don't think in that moment anyone's worrying about
your
penis health. And now you watch. This will be so much more nice. This will be so much better now. Girls are so much better than us. Danielle, welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hey, Danielle. What's your story?
Good morning.
What do you got?
I'm Danielle. I'm 29. I'll be 30 on Saturday. I have two vibrators, a bullet and a rabbit.
Two vibrators, a bullet and a rabbit. And it's your birthday coming up.
Yes.
All right. And are you married? You're single?
Oh, I am married. Yes. Yeah, sorry.
How long?
It'll be 12 years in July.
Wow. So, I mean, you're 18.
Yep. No, I got married right out of high school.
Would you recommend that?
Well, probably not. I mean, we're happy now, but that first little bit was a bit rough.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah.
I bet. All right, well, listen, you stay right there, Danielle, because I got to get Ginger on. Ginger, welcome to the show.
Hi, I'm Ginger. I'm 41, single, and I have a question. Oh, I have a couple dildos and a couple vibrators, but you asked the last guy to tell you if the thing actually busted a cherry. Can we get some reviews on these things you give away?
You know what? It's like, that's a good idea. We really do need to start getting some reviews so people know what's good and what's bad, because let's face it.
Yeah, I hear you describe it, or I call in and try and win, but then I don't know to spend the money because I don't know if it was really good or if it was tea weird.
Yeah, no, right? I totally understand what you're saying. You know what? That's a great idea. Maybe we need to find, like, a chronic masturbating lady to give us reviews of if it's good or not. Oh, look at you. You built the position and then offered to fill it.
Well, I do like getting filled.
Look at that. Oh, you dirty bird. All right, Ginger, you're going to play. Danielle's going to play, and then I got to get Jenny. By the way, I can't say Jenny without doing it like Forrest Gump. I apologize. Jenny.
No worries.
Jenny, what's your story?
I am 30. I turned 30 on Thursday. I'm married, and I have a couple vibrators, a bullet, and then like a pleasure sucker.
A pleasure sucker?
Is it a suction cup.
Is it like the womanizer? No. It's like the gas mask for your vagina.
It's like the womanizer.
Oh, the womanizer. All right.
Yeah.
I know. Do you know what that is? The womanizer? You would like it. They're great, actually. You're like, I ain't talking. You have anything?
I've met some womanizers.
Yeah, right. No, these womanizers. These came out made by women. Like it's so like alone. Am I describing this right? Would you say, Jenny? Would you say that's
Tell
the best
Jenny.
In your arsenal?
Yeah.
Well, and it's better if you're by yourself because it doesn't move. Once you hit the right spot, you just leave it there.
Yeah.
Yeah. The reviews come back like some girls 30 seconds done.
Oh, it's, yeah, absolutely.
No, it's a monster. All right, you stay right there. You're gonna play as well. So, ladies. Okay. The closest to the actual manufacturer's suggested retail price, without going over, like the last time, will receive the item. But in case of an overbid, the closest one takes it home.
For the ladies.
I touched myself to Drew Carey on the Price is Right.
God. Okay, that's enough. Stop, please.
Our item overbid today is the average Joe Dong from Topco Sales. Ladies, meet Darnell, the fitness instructor. Darnell's manhood may seem a little small, but he knows how to work your body. He's waterproof, got a suction cup base, and his heart is compatible. And you can keep your sex life in shape by riding this true-to-life-size dong for 30 minutes a day.
And by true-to-life-size, they mean it's not freakishly huge.
It's alarmingly average.
This d*** not big. Which means since Darnell's a fitness instructor, you won't have any problem fitness up in you. I hate myself.
We understand that ugliness and fatness are genetic disorders, and it's only your fault if you don't hate yourself enough to do something about it.
Body stay vicious. I'll be up in the gym just working on my fitness.
Place your bid. It's the average Joe Dong from Topco Sales, and it can be yours, ladies, if the price is right.
Yeah, this is the average Joe. Would you say it's about average?
Yes.
Are you going to get kicked out of church for this?
No.
You what? Here's the weird thing about this average Joe.
Kicked out of church.
You what?
Sorry, I was just shaking my head.
By the way, I
forgot
know
no one can see me.
If you're wondering, phthalate free.
Okay, good.
Very important.
Good.
And they literally made a guy named Darnell, and he explains that he loves it when your heart races and you pant and sweat. His realistic tip and veined shaft feel better than the real thing. And his manhood may seem a little small, but he knows how to work it, this says. Okay. As a suction cup, so you can suction it. Would this be okay for you, or would you prefer something a little better? When's the last time a guy shook a rubber penis at you? Have you never played this with us?
I have. It doesn't make it less funny.
You go to those parties? Because all girls go to the passion parties, right? Don't you?
Yes, but you're not there describing it.
Right.
I mean, you just add to it.
You want to see it?
You need to come to these parties, Johnny.
I would love to.
Can
I be the only guy there?
Yes.
I would love that.
You add
to
the experience.
I would listen. I know how to sell these things.
You would make a lot of money.
I don't want to sell anything. I just want to hang out. And I want you to point out your sluttier friends when they drink. Be like, that one's...
I don't think I'd need to point them out.
Right?
I think it's the best. Pretty obvious.
Just the ones that, like, don't, not the ones that want to leave their husband. Just ones that are like, just, you know. Do you have any of those?
Don't we all?
Yeah, right? All right. Well, all right, ladies.
T probably knows them.
Let's bid on this. Let me get Danielle. What would you say, Danielle, for this veiny penis?
I'm going
to... Uh-oh, she's breaking up. Danielle, can you hear me?
Yeah, right here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, your cell was breaking up. What would you bid?
$69.99.
$69.99, says the birthday girl. Ginger, what would you bid?
$18.99,
says Ginger, the sex toy reviewer. And then Jenna.
$39.95
for Jenna. The actual manufacturer suggested retail price.
$33.99.
It goes to Ginger. Who?
Well, thank you.
The other two overbid now. Look at you.
I had a small and a kind of large, so a medium would fit in the collection.
It's perfect. It's
just
like,
completes it.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I feel like the children's story, the three little bears or whatever. Yeah. No, not the little pigs. My God. Don't ever talk to me again.
I promise not to write that book.
I know. Stay right there. Hold on.
Or I promise to write that book. I don't know.
Ginger, let me figure out if we can do this, if we can get extra toys to do female reviews of the vibrators and the dildo.
I would love that.
All right. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to review the toys you currently have, write it down, and we'll have you call us and give a sample review and let the audience decide if they'd like you to be our sex toy reviewer.
Heck yeah.
All right?
Definitely.
All right. I'm going to put you on with Jake.
I didn't mean to sound like a goof.
No, you're great. Did you catch all that, Jake? All right. Stay right there, Ginger. All right, hold on. Jenny, Danielle, I'll get you guys hooked up. Stay right there. Thank you. Thank you, everybody at Moonlight Adult Boutique for hooking us up.
You need a new vibrator or a big old dong.
Maybe a big rubber Gucci-shaped humpy toy.
Well, there's a place you can go and it won't take long.
Maybe a fist-sized bubbler's what you enjoy.
Well, there's a place you can go that we all know where you can get on your freak. If your mom needs a dong the size of a small chop, send her to Moonlight Adult Boutique.
Moonlight Adult Boutique, proud sponsor of the Adult Toy Price is Right. With four locations to serve your every naughty need. Find them online at moonlightadultboutique.com.
Because Moonlight is a place for you. Oh, giggity, 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 giggity.